Hare Krishna. It's Sunday afternoon. I'm late because I have a fever and somewhat of a cold I picked up somewhere along Pariyatra. So I'm in Budapest. I was going to go down to Nibrajadam, but I'll be staying here probably until tomorrow. I spent a good part of the morning with Vishwambar Prabhu and Tyalakshi, Devidasi, going over the paintings for the new temple in Budapest. There are a lot of large walls, extremely large walls, mural size paintings would be required there in the temple room as well as in the reception area. Altogether, there's about eight large walls, and the way they're figuring, it'll probably take up to 6 months, which in reality may end up meaning more like 8 months to do. And that means the whole art department, Vishwambar and family, which means Shyamalata and Nalini, his mother, and Tyalakshi. They'll be coming here and working probably over the next year and a half to get it all done. That should be a really wonderful artistic contribution and really bring the temple up to a extraordinary and beautiful standard. The pictures in the temple room will be Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Rathyatra, whole Rathyatra Leela, as well as Gornitai, Benedicting Jagai and Madai. And in the temple room will be about Krishna's Leela, Krishna's pastimes, just to fit in with Gopal, who's sitting there on Govardhan Hill. So there'll be Krishna's childhood pastime, his stealing butter, another one, which will be turning the grocers' fruits into jewelry, and as mentioned, the lifting of Govardhan Hill, as well as Gocharan coming back in the afternoon with all the cows and the cowherd boys into Vrindavan and being received by the Brijbasis. And then there'll be another picture about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealing himself as Radha and Krishna to Ramananda Roy, so that people get the idea of the identity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Lord Krishna. And these will be beautiful, big paintings. The smallest one is probably like 3 meters by 2 meters, and the big ones will be more like 6 meters by 2.5 meters. So it will be quite impressive. Anyway, as devotees come to visit over the years, they'll see them develop. Now, I'll answer a few questions, and if you don't mind, I'll keep it somewhat brief. This is Balaram Das signing his name now fully, and it said in Srimad Bhagavatam 3:32:26, it says the Paramatma feature and Brahma feature are invisible, but the Bhagavan feature is visible. If I remember well, at other place there is written that great yogis can see Paramatma in their heart. So then why is it invisible? I read the purport to this, and there's two aspects in which this word invisible is meant. One is Srila Prabhupada, and this seems to be the most obvious one. Srila Prabhupada is indicating that as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna is invisible in Paramatma and Brahman features, but obviously he's fully visible as the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his form as Bhagavan. And this is because in the former, or at least in the Brahman feature, Krishna's form is covered by effulgence, and in the Paramatma feature it's covered by his official Vishnu form, Paramatma form. The next one is also from Balaram Prabhu. Very active, sending in questions. And just to let you know that I am running out, so I'll go to a theme probably tomorrow, unless I receive a whole slew of new questions. But here he's asking, I would like to ask that Lord Chaitanya appears in the other three sampradayas as well. And the answer is no, he doesn't appear in the other three sampradayas. Although, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his little book, Navadvipava Taranga, he indicates that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to the leaders of the other three sampradayas, in fact, all the four sampradayas, but he doesn't appear in them. But rather, he takes elements of their philosophy in order to construct the perfect theistic philosophy of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, which is Beda Beda Tattva. And it would be interesting research if devotees look at the two elements from each of these four sampradayas that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu adopts to make the eight foundational elements of his philosophy. Radha Govinda Prabhu in Ukraine asks, how bona fide is it to worship Giriraj as Radharani or Balaram? Technically, Srila Prabhupada in Krishna book says that Giriraj is worshipped as Krishna. And in Gaudiya Vaishnava temples, that is how he's worshipped. However, we see that devotees, Brajbasis, worship white Girivajas as Baladev, golden ones as Srimati Radharani, black ones as Krishna, and of course all of them can be worshipped as Krishna, all colored ones. It depends on whether one has such permission from one's spiritual master, but that type of more spontaneous type of worship can be done in the privacy of one's own home. It's not something that should be performed in the temple. So if one has direction from Guru, and of course one follows authorized procedure, then it may be allowed. Varshana Devidasi from Bhaktivedanta Manor asks, intellectually I understand that real humility is the intrinsic quality of devotion, as liquidity is for water and heat is for fire. However, when one is full of pride, how does one cultivate genuine humility, the kind of humility that transforms the heart, not just the words or external motions of what appears to be humility? The answer to this question is already very nicely put in the very first part of the question, where you state that the intrinsic quality of devotion, as liquidity is for water and heat is for fire. So as one becomes Krishna conscious, the nature of Krishna consciousness is that it impels a devotee to be humble. Humility manifests within the heart, and therefore automatically the qualities of Trinada Pisamichina, Turvura Visarishtuna, Amanina, Manadina are there. However, until and while the heart is becoming purified, we should cultivate these four qualities with all of our might. In other words, we should cultivate the activities of being lower than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, especially offering respect to others with our words and mind and deed, and not expecting any respect from others. That makes for real practice of humility, and with the purification of the heart, that humility really manifests. So as Srila Prabhupada would generally answer his questions, just chant Hare Krishna. And when you chant Hare Krishna, then all of these things take place. That brings me almost to the last question. I'll leave that one for tomorrow from Vinod Manjari. And I'll just finish off by reading some songs from Prarthana. These are particularly about Vaishnava Mahima, the glories of Vaishnavas, Vaishnava Gyapati, prayers to Vaishnavas, because we live in the association of devotees, very often we tend to forget what a rare and wonderful thing it is to be in devotee association. In Kali Yuga, unfortunately, we get embroiled in all kinds of politics, party feuds, even inter-family disagreements, and we lose sight or perspective of the greatness of Vaishnavas. Here now, Tamdas Thakur reminds us. This is Vaishnav Mahima. The lotus feet of the saintly Vaishnavas are the greatest wealth in this world. Oh, my dear brothers, please listen attentively. One who takes shelter of the Vaishnava and worships Krishna is never forsaken by Krishna. Others die without reason. The water that has washed the feet of a Vaishnava gives divine strength to a person engaged in loving devotional service. Nothing else is more powerful than this. The dust of the feet of the Vaishnavas upon my head is the only decoration needed at the time of death. The purifying qualities of the water of holy places are mentioned in the Puranas and at every discourse on bhakti. However, the water from the feet of a Vaishnava cannot be compared with water from even the holy places. One's desires are fulfilled by taking this water. By associating with the Vaishnavas, one feels blissful discussing the topics of Lord Krishna, becoming impatient due to forgetfulness of Krishna. Narottam Das thus laments. Next song is called Vaishnav Vigyapati. O saintly Vaishnav, please hear my prayer. I am the most wretched and fallen soul, drowning in this formidable material ocean by providence. Please help me to cross over this ocean by grabbing me by the hair of my head and pulling me out. The laws of providence are so powerful that they do not consider religion or knowledge. Rather, they bind one with the ropes of karma. I do not find any source of deliverance from these miserable conditions. And I always lament because I am afflicted by this and I am without a master. Lust, anger, greed, illusion, pride are pulling me to their respective places. Thus my mind is like a blind man without any sense of discrimination. My mind did not accept the path of the devotees. I was absorbed in bad association. Narottam Das says, I did not aspire for your lotus feet, O Lord. Please accept me and keep me at your lotus feet as I am afraid. And this song all devotees should know. O Vaishnava Goswami, please be merciful to me at least this one time. Except for you, there is no one who can purify the fallen souls. Where can anyone find such a merciful personality by whose mere audience all sins go far away? After bathing in the waters of the sacred Ganges many times, one becomes purified. But just by the sight of you, the fallen souls become purified. This is your great quality. The holy name can deliver anyone who commits an offense to Lord Hari. But if someone commits an offense to you, there's no means of deliverance. Govinda is always resting in your heart. So Govinda says, the Vaishnavas are in my heart. I desire the dust of your holy feet in every birth I may take. Please consider Narottam Das yours and be kind unto him. And finally, since I have no attachment for my spiritual master and the Vaishnavas, and I am very sinful, how will I be able to serve you? My mind is absorbed in countless illusory activities, and it has no tinge of affection for the Vaishnavas. The witch Maya has returned with a rope to tie my neck. I have become blinded by material sense enjoyment. Without the mercy of the devotees, no one can conquer and give up Maya. O Vaishnava, the deliverer of the fallen, and who does not find fault with others, please protect me this one time, says Narottam Das. Therefore, let us pray to Vaishnavas, offer our respectful obeisances to them, take shelter from them, hear from them about Krishna's glorification, and that way be happy. Hare Krishna.